This recording, England 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of her territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. She got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you only expect to see this in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strut huge, so it took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her and laid her on the cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that has required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Mark, which is a big company in the United States, it's a catering company, a contract catering company. It's not very big in England, but it's the world leader in managed services. I also work at the site in Liverpool, the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts, where we provide catering for the students and the staff here on site. I've worked for the company for 7 years, but I've actually worked at Lipper for 5 years. There's a few things going on at the moment with the contract. We're hopefully going to go in-house, and I'll be working for Lipper rather than Aramark, which will be good, because I'll get all the benefits of that. Mainly, I want to join the gym, which I got kicked out of quite embarrassingly last year because I worked for Aramark and not Lipper. So I want to go back to there and start getting fit again. I've recently been on a diet because I put on too much weight. I was 15 stone. I've lost 2 stone, but half a stone back on, might I add, when I weighed myself this morning. So I'm not very happy today. Other than that, there's not a lot going on in my life at the moment, except I'm very quiet at the moment for the summer. I'm not going on any holidays this year because I can't afford it, because I've been getting my house renovated. Double glazing and some plastering done. I'm living in a building site at the moment, which is quite. I've still got some plaster in my socks from this morning when I got out of bed. It's coming on though. It's costing me a lot of money. That's why I never went on a holiday this year. I went to Amsterdam a couple of months ago, which I didn't like very much. Very surprised at the city. I've heard so many good reports about it. I didn't enjoy myself at all. Couldn't wait to come home. Don't like flying anyway, so but it was a good holiday. I enjoyed myself with my friends, but not the city itself.